I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On July 17, 1787, with the subject of representation mostly settled, delegates to the Constitutional Convention again took up the subject of a chief executive, a topic that had been tabled since early June. Though never as hotly contentious as the subject of representation, debate on the role of the executive and the manner in which he would be elected would carry right through the summer. The Articles of Confederation did not even provide for a chief executive. Convention delegates, remembering the excesses of King George, were wary of any sort of unitary authority. Yet it was clear to them that an executive was necessary. But was the executive, the president, to be chosen by the Congress or by the people? Many of the delegates, most notably George Mason of Virginia, were skeptical of the idea of popular election.
The extent of the country renders it impossible that the people can have the requisite capacity to judge of the respective merits of the candidates.
But if the president was to be a creature of the Congress, how was executive branch independence to be maintained? The frustration of the delegates on that Tuesday was palpable. An agenda item for much of the rest of the summer was set. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.